I was trying to get through on y'all's toll-free line there, but I don't know if it's any good anymore.
No, that was disconnected several years ago.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
No book, anyway.
No.
I needed to report to y'all concerning a UFO sighting, and I wanted to see if I could give you some information on it.
Okay. You get the party's name that reported it?
Right. I'm one of the parties reporting it.
Oh, okay. What did you see?
I'll give you a brief on it. I was dispatched on a UFO sighting at one of the intersections in our city here.
Yes.
When I arrived, what I saw was a real large craft in the air, circular. I would say it was at least 25 yards wide, or in diameter actually would be. And it was hovering over a house. It was motionless. It had bright red lights coming from it. And it hovered over for a few seconds, then it took off towards another city.
Okay.
And I called the complainant, the original complainant on it, and she gave me the same description on it.
Okay. Any estimate of how close it was to that house?
I would say it was within 100 feet of the house.
Okay. Do you hear any sound?
No, I didn't hear any sound at all. It didn't appear as never saw it land, and from the people I talked to, they never saw it land either.
Okay, these lights, did they appear to be pulsating or flashing at all?
No, they weren't flashing whatsoever.
Okay.
They were real bright. It lit up the whole area.
Okay.
I was in the military before, and I never seen any aircraft whatsoever that looked like that.
You say it was circular?
Yes.
Okay. What time did that occur?
It happened at about 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
How long do you watched it all together?
No more than, I'd say, 10, 15 seconds.
Was it stationary when you first saw it?
Right, it was stationary when I first saw it.
Okay. Do you remember which direction it moved away?
It would be going west.
Now, you feel it was about 100 feet over the house. How close do you feel it was to you?
To me, I would say I was maybe 200 yards.
Okay. Did this appear to be a solid object, metallic?
Well, it was hard for me to be able to tell because the lights were real bright red on it, and to me, it seemed as though it had to be angled because I could see the whole bottom of it.
Okay.
I couldn't tell, you know, exactly how tall it was or anything. And I couldn't, you know, see if there was any markings or anything on it.
All right. Okay, could we get your name?
Right, this is Officer Robert Lunsford.
F-O-R-D?
Right. Okay. I've checked with the international airports. They had no flights in the area, nothing unusual, visual or on radar. The military said there was a possibility, but they couldn't confirm. There was some E-2s in the area, but these were definitely not E-2 Hawkeyes.
Yeah, especially if they weren't making any sound.
Right, exactly. And, you know, E-2, the disc is on the top, head on the bottom.
Right. Okay. Where did you get our number originally?
I've talked to so many people. Originally, it was in our police manual.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and that number wasn't good, so I got it from the Air Force Base, Langley Air Force Base.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate your reporting that, and if we get any follow-up on this, we'll sure let you know.
Okay. There's something that I struck me as kind of unusual. It's my understanding that in my city was the first one ever recorded sighting that far from where this one was seen. That's according to the papers. We've been getting quite a few of these sightings. I don't know if you've been hearing any from Chesapeake or not.
No, we haven't.
But it's my understanding I've been on this department for over 4 years, and I've never received one other than, you know, a mental case.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden we're just getting flooded with them. Just strikes me unusual.
Okay. Well, anytime you get calls from people having these experiences, you can give them our number if they want to call us.
Okay. sure will, Newt.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.